The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Calling all video game, toy, and comic vendors. Saturday, May 30th at the Superkick Columbus Indoor Soccer Arena in Lewis Center, Ohio, comes the 2020 Torg Gaming Expo. The Torg Gaming Expo will offer a wide variety of comics, toys, video games, as well as door prizes, art, arcades, special guest panels, and video game tournaments. The Expo will be hosting the Classic Tetris World Championship Midwest Qualifier during this event. Finalists will win a trip to Oregon for the finals and a cash grand prize. For vendors who would like to attend the Expo, don't miss the Early Bird Special, where you get an 8-foot table for $40 until February 1st. Want to be involved with the Expo but don't want a table? Become a sponsor. Multiple spots are available and will be advertised to attendees, but act fast because spots are limited. The 2020 Torg Gaming Expo, presented by the Canned Air Podcast. For more details or to sign up as a vendor or sponsor, go to torgevents.com.
Hi, this is Ryan Little, frequent guest of Canned Air and co-host of the What If Podcast. My latest comic, Super Scouts number 1, is live on Kickstarter. Super Scouts is Galaxy Quest meets Power Rangers. 20 years after their prime, the TV actors of the schlocky Super Scouts, Super Sentai Power Ranger ripoff TV show, have their chance to claim cosmic power and be the heroes they always wanted to be. Hard copies are available online and will be shipping well before the holiday season.
Hi there, this is Mike Quinn, Nine Num from Return of the Jedi, The Force Awakens, and The Last Jedi. You're listening to Canned Air Podcast.
And welcome to another episode of Canned Air, your tribute to comics and pop culture. I am Jeremy Colley.
I'm Jack Doherty.
And I'm Randy Hardenbrook.
And we have here another burner episode. If you're hearing this, we decided to take the week off or something went wrong.
Or the White Death is back in town.
Or the White Death. The snow is here. Yes, yes, yes. Well, while we're recording this, we're coming off the very first day of snow this winter season. So, yeah, definitely a possibility. Got to keep some of these episodes in the wing. So here we are. With no real set agenda, we're just going to start talking and see what happens. Looks like Randy has a little bit of an event here for us to do a little bit later.
I caught some of it on Facebook yesterday, but I wasn't quite sure what was going on with it.
You want to give a really quick, brief description of what we're dealing with here?
Yep. All right. So my wife has a, we'll call it an unhealthy obsession with Jason Momoa. I don't know how much you guys follow his stuff, his socials, stuff like that.
I do not.
Nope. His big thing is trying to reduce his the plastic polluting the ocean. You know, he's really taking the Aquaman thing to heart here. So he has
running with that torch.
So what you are looking at, gentlemen, may be the first official superhero endorsed product that I've came across, but it's Jason Momoa's brand of water. So it's canned water to help with the amount of plastic in the ocean. So
canned water for canned air.
Yes, sir.
Sounds like bubbles.
There
a little piece of my soul just died when I said that joke. It was, what a horrible joke to say. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's all good. So, yeah, the cans are recyclable. You know, he's got a little, his autograph and a little spiel on it. I mean, it's a cool concept, so.
What's that called? Nalu?
Nalu Mana. Sure. I'm sure.
Or Mana.
It's funny because in this teal and green colored can with this design, he somehow has managed to make an aluminum can look like him.
Yes. Yeah, it does. I was giving Julie shit about that. I'm like,
am I wrong? The can looks like him without having him on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know this Aquaman soda? Yeah, she's like, it's not Aquaman. I'm like, it's the colors of his outfit.
It's Aquaman.
Yeah.
It is Aquaman.
dude is running with it.
Ingredients say purified water.
We're going to have to get some pictures of these so we can put them up when we eventually put this episode out, so people can see what we're going to be ingesting here. I mean, it's just water in a can.
Yeah.
So, can it be that good?
I mean, beer in a can's good.
Pop, I had this conversation the other day that most waters all taste the same, with the exception of like Aquafina. Definitely you can taste there's sodium.
Yeah,
for sure.
Definitely.
In that. And same with, like, is it DeSanti?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Other than that, I can't tell difference unless it's Fiji water. That shit is soft as fuck.
Yeah, it is.
But that is also all out of bottles. And I will say it was really weird for me to drink pure water out of a can. So, see what your guys' take is on it.
I know I've taken a pop can.
Yeah, when we were
and
kids.
And filled it
we
with water.
Yeah,
it is.
That good different tap water.
I mean, it was well water when we were growing up, was good. But
Yeah,
coming out of the can was weird. But I don't. Mm-hmm. It's not a first for me or for Jack, it seems. So.
All right, well, apparently, I was the sheltered one. So.
Apparently, Randy.
Right.
But before we do all that, I think we're just going to kind of just bullshit and see what happens conversation-wise. So don't forget to find us on Twitter at CannedAirPod and on Instagram at Canned_Air. Yeah, we're on Patreon, and for $5 a month, you can get access to the Canned Air Patreon pod. About 24 episodes, 2 years worth of episodes we're coming up on. That's crazy.
And there's some real gems in there, too. I mean, it's not
there is. Like, the very first one we ever did with the Christmas playlist is still, like, a Christmas staple for me.
Yeah.
I might have to release that one to the general public at some point. It's been on the paid list too long.
You give them a taste of what they can expect.
Maybe we could...
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Maybe we could slice some in right here?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I would release the whole episode at Christmas somewhere.
Okay.
Because the whole episode front to back was good. Great suggestions. Mm-hmm. And I honestly, after that episode was done, I took them all and made my own playlist based on that episode. And it was a fun listen.
I don't even remember what was on there.
A lot of different stuff.
Alabama, I'm sure, was on there.
Alabama was definitely on there. John Denver was on there.
Oh, boy.
Something American Psycho was on there.
That's right.
You can almost set your watch to it.
Yeah.
Like The Cure or some shit like that, I think it was. Yeah, but
I think it was.
It was a good episode all the way around. I'll have to put it up there. But and then if you're going to a Wizard World Con, right, use the Canned Air at promo. You have the promo box at checkout.
Promo code for $10, 10% off.
10% off your purchase, so there you go. All right. Well, with that all behind us, let's just do we even need to start the retro roundtable? I mean, we don't have a format. Let's just start bullshitting. Just burner bullshit.
They're getting the Patreon
experience.
Today.
Yeah, really. It's almost a free Patreon episode.
We could use this as a Patreon commercial. This is kind of the way we go in half cocked and pay to hear us unprepared.
And if you like that, great. You're going to hear more of it. If you don't like it, they're a lot better on Patreon. So
there you go. There you go. We're not always unprepared. We sometimes have an agenda on Patreon, especially if the patrons tell us what they want. That's my favorite. When the patron says, this is what I want to hear.
Yeah, when we did the Jurassic Park episode, that was really good.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so much fun. But anyways, what are we talking about today, gentlemen? We just bought some toys we were talking about. Maybe we can kick off with that. You're talking about just Optimus Prime you bought.
Yeah, Optimus Prime from the War of Cybertron. He's based off the video game character in the game, which the game is still selling on Amazon for $50.
Okay.
And it's 6 years old, something like that. Very sought after game, apparently. The price has never gone down since it's been released, but he transforms pretty much like the Transformers used to transform. You have to have instructions how to do it.
Gotcha. Okay.
Really?
Yeah. The only bad part was it was all in black and white, and it was like heavy shaded black and white. So the part that you had to transform was very dark.
So it all looked the
same. And the arrows were just kind of like swooping this way. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm looking at. But he had like 27 moves.
Oh, wow.
Jesus. Just articulation? Just like points of articulation, you mean?
No, 27 like moves to transform him
from
robot to truck.
Wow.
And like there was like you'd lift a flap off the side of him and then there'd be a smaller flap underneath it to come out. It was crazy. I thought about bringing him today, but it would have been taking too long to transform him.
How big does he stand?
He stands, I think he was about 8 inches.
Okay. And is he made of like metal, like die cast metal stuff?
No, it's plastic. But it's good paint and stuff on it. I'll have to bring him over.
Yeah, you will.
But yeah, he turns into the semi, the Optim, well, the Cybertron
version. Surprise!
Yeah. Shock. But the cool part was also the original Prime, when you had to transform him, you took his hands off because that was the headlights of the truck.
Right.
Well, everything tucks in and stuff, so you don't have to take any parts of him.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And like his big axe transforms into like the fifth wheel on the back of the semi. So, it's pretty neat.
So, that made me think of something. I don't know. Have you guys ever seen like the legacy Power Ranger Zords? They're like die cast and they have like a lot more articulation and stuff. Like the hands like fold up on the Dragon Zord really well and stuff like that. But that.
Yeah. Actually, when we did that Quirks Con, I think Dragon. Or no, that was the original one.
Yeah.
That was seen some of the legacy ones though. And they're nice, but they're expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like hundreds, like over $100, I think.
Anyway. I don't know if you just recently saw, you know, me and Jack like to buy these six and a half inch figures that Hasbro does. And Hasbro has been putting out Power Ranger figures as well, in the same scale.
Okay.
And they're beautiful figures. I don't have any of them, but the same scale. And like they'll put out like a wave of five, and it'll be like maybe one of the original Mighty Morphin, just like one Ranger from all the different.
I think I saw one of them at Pack Rats this weekend.
You did?
Yeah.
You did.
They are sweet looking.
They're really cool.
I had no idea which branch of Power Rangers or the character himself.
Yeah, 9 times out of 10, I have no idea who I'm looking at. But
it was a Red Ranger, I know that.
They still look awesome. And then the times you do pick them up and it is a Ranger, you know, you're like, wow, I want to buy this. Like, and I've seen them, like, the Black Ranger with, like, the shield on him, the Green Ranger shield wearing. Like, that looked awesome.
Okay.
Anyway, I only bring this up is because you know, the Power Rangers story has been embellished on quite a bit via the Boom comics that are out.
Okay.
And, like, fans are taking it and running with it to the point where they're making these figures from it. And they're making Lord Draken, which...
That's what I was going to ask.
The alternate reality Tommy, who's evil, and, like, the green and white Zords are coins are put together. Okay. And like, so his costume's a hybrid of that. But
gotcha.
He looks awesome. He comes with the helmet head and then the helmet off. And like you can see, I don't know if you guys saw the trailer, the Shattered Grid.
Yeah, I did.
Trailer.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
And he's got like these like line, like vein things coming up his neck into his face. And those are on the figures.
That's
awesome. It looks awesome.
Can the figure hold the flute to his mouth?
I don't know.
That's one thing that pisses me off about the one Green Ranger I have.
You know, though, if I remember correctly, in the comic, he had Saba.
Right.
He did?
I think so. I think I saw a panel of it.
And he doesn't come with Saba, from what I understand.
Okay.
I have a White Ranger, so I have a Saba I could give him if I wanted to, but I don't know that I want to, you know?
You're going to be too powerful with this Saba. You're not going to take it. Keep it over here away from you.
Too powerful. I wish that you could get his throne too. That would be tight.
That would be
like
awesome.
Have him sitting on that throne on your toy shelf rather than just standing, kind of douchey.
It's cool that they're actually like releasing him based on the comics.
And hopefully,
like,
by the time we actually use this burner episode, he'll be on the shelf in the room. But I don't know when he's releasing, so we'll see.
So, do you guys mind me taking on a hypothetical rabbit trail here?
Not quite yet.
Okay.
Hold that thought. I just wanted to mention, while we're talking about toys, I wanted to bring up this figure that Jack first bought, and then just since I saw his, I had to have it. Was the Clone Trooper Commander Obi-Wan Kenobi, a Walgreens exclusive Star Wars Black Series. And essentially, looking at toy reviews and stuff, they just reused the body from the Clone Troopers, and they put a Obi-Wan head on it, along with like a Jedi like cape and garb around the clone armor. And I just had to bring this up because this has got to be the best looking figure I have ever seen.
Yeah, it looks
from Hasbro.
Amazing.
It looks just like Ewan McGregor.
I know when I was picking one up for you, I was sitting there holding, I had about 3 boxes.
Cause I knew you would.
I was sitting there looking, I'm like, this one, no. Like one of them, his cheeks were way too rosy. And I was like, no, I'm not getting that one.
I don't want the blushing Obi-Wan.
Yeah. Bashful Obi-Wan.
I can't help it. I'm picky watching that paint up on their face when you're getting them. Have to.
Yeah. When I bought my Laura Kinney X23, I made a mess in the Walmart aisle because there was a ton of them. And I pulled all of them off the shelf looking for the one where her claws were straight. Found it. And, made a mess.
I'm sure they've seen weirder shit going on in Walmart.
No doubt.
First time Misty saw me doing that, she's like, well, you have them in your hand. I was like, no. I'm like, look at his eyes in this one. Look at him in this one. Oh, yeah. I get that one right
there. Yeah.
I was like, see?
Big difference. Never grab and go.
No.
But this one, I've bought a lot of Marvel Legends as of late, and I've got a lot on the shelf, and everything I held him up against, nothing even comes close to looking as good as that figure does.
What about that 3PO?
that likeness is a little bit easier to land.
I know.
But I was watching a video online of this figure, and just like they're holding him up to like the likeness of the past Obi-Wan Black Series figures, and they are laughable.
Is the likeness as good as the box art of this Obi-Wan?
No.
The box art is so bad.
The box art. It's
like he's been drinking overnight.
The box art's good. It's just scrunched up, it looks like. It looks like it needs to be elongated, like up and down.
I wonder if that would work. I bet that would work.
It would work. I'm almost half tempted to take it into Photoshop and do it myself just because he looks far too chipmunky and chubby.
Yeah, he does.
You know, I think they're like, his head's too big for this panel. Just shrink it real quick. No one will notice.
It's like Obi-Wan gave up and just started drinking beer and watching TV.
We noticed. Yep. We definitely noticed. But whatever. The figure is still awesome. And this is the first figure I've ever seen come with a stand. I don't know if that's because he's a Walgreens exclusive, but I have never seen ever come with a stand.
I don't think... No, I don't have any Star Wars exclusives from Walgreens, but the Marvel Legends I do, and they haven't. None of them have. Unless that's a new thing, I don't know. I want to get, because the new Star Wars game coming out, the Shattered Empire, is that what it's called?
Sure.
Oh, the Fallen Order or whatever?
Fallen Order, yeah.
Something like that?
They had, when we were at Pack Rats, they had the main character, the Jedi
figure. I saw, yeah.
And
yeah.
I almost bought him, but I wonder if that might be, maybe that's a new thing that they're doing.
I wanted to buy a Rey, and who knows, if I like the movie, I still might buy the new Rey, but she looked busted in her face, like her eyes looked fucked up, like we were talking about that, like little like miniature like spray paint, or what'd you call it, airbrush or whatever paint. Did not like it, and I'm not even fully convinced that he doesn't have any of that, but damn, he just looks so fucking good. Sorry, I know a lot of you people at home don't give a shit about my toys, but I can't stress enough how good he looks.
It might take seeing a bunch of different Rays, maybe just to see one that it just looks right. Be like, yep, that's her.
It's
right
just there. Funny to hold it up against the first Ray I have over here, because they're done totally different now. Totally different, you know? So.
She's older.
It's crazy there's that much variation.
Yeah.
I have a Last Jedi Rey in the closet there I have yet to open. I thought about opening her up the other day just to see if she comes with that stand, because I'd be really curious to know how, you know, if this just started or if that one actually has a stand, but I can't imagine. Can't imagine.
And maybe it's all the new Last Jedi, everything, that all the new releases, maybe they're coming with them. I don't know.
Is this Obi-Wan like part of the Force Friday release stuff?
I have no clue, because I didn't even realize that all the stuff out now is for the new movie.
Oh,
I was at the store looking, and I'm like, wait a minute. This is for the new movie right here. I was like, shit.
Yeah. When Force Friday happened, like, I got kind of pumped, and I looked at what was being released. And I was like, oh, this is the shit.
I had no idea it was Force Friday.
Like, when, the when Black Series, like, was just another Kylo Ren, except he has cracks in his helmet. It's like, I've already got a Kylo Ren. It's a Jedi-looking Rey with that new droid, the whatever it's called. I don't know.
I don't even know.
The little bullhorn-looking thing. Mm-hmm. Other than that,
I was like, why is Rey coming with a bullhorn? That's the new droid.
There are Mandalorian figures now that also came out. See, that's just it, man. And who knows again when we're airing this, but yeah, I'm more excited anymore about like what's coming out streaming service for Star Wars than I am for the actual movies.
And the cross-promotion with those.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so. Ever since that show came, well, I was thinking today, since Disney Plus came out today, That's how long it's been since we recorded this episode. Maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, if the Mandalorian figured be out already.
Yeah. Yeah, we are recording this, what, November 12th? Disney Plus launched. We're just coming off an episode talking about it. That'll date this episode. There we go. There we go. All right.
What we try not to do.
Well. Oh. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I guess I mean more dating ourselves, like talking about, like, oh, guess who's coming out, going to be playing in this movie?
Oh, yeah,
like,
I know.
Like, that's harsh.
Yeah.
The Amazing Spider-Man 2 came out this weekend. What did you guys think of it?
All right, Randy, I pulled you off your rabbit hole thing to talk about Obi-Wan there, but we're done. Let's go down this rabbit hole
thought. All right. So in the vein of toys here, and you had recently posted on Facebook, again, I'm dating us, but you picked up some McDonald's throwback
toys. Oh, yes, son.
My question to you guys is, if you could choose either a Happy Meal toy or just a toy in general for them to re-release or make available again, maybe to update or something like that, what would it be?
A toy to update and re-release.
Or just to make available again. Like, for me, personally, I would love to see them re-release, like, the Mario 3 Happy Meal toys.
Yeah. I've got a handful of... Here's two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know, because, like, I want to... You know, my mind instantly goes to Ninja Turtles, but a lot of that has been re-released several times. So that easily acquirable. I don't know. So when we went to the Wizard Con here in Columbus, mm-hmm. one of the things I acquired that I was so excited about when I showed you guys too, you're like, the fuck's wrong with this asshole, was just a little tiny character, a little tiny figurine by the name of Gimmick. He's a little bald old man with glasses on, and he's got like a work belt on with a bunch of tools in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he came with the only way you could get that figure, because all the little figures, like Teddy Ruxpin and Grubby, and I can't remember all the characters' names, but you could buy them on card like you can any other figure. Yeah. But you had to buy the great big airship to get him.
Okay.
So that's why it was so crazy to find him solo at a con, still in his little wrapper, still with the little Teddy Ruxpin papers with him and everything.
And not cost an arm and a leg.
And not cost an arm and a leg, be away from his ship. I was like, this is strange. But I would like to see those things get re-released. Okay. I don't think somebody would be doing it at a great loss, but I would love to buy that airship again and all those little characters. That'd be fun to have.
Okay.
About you?
There was a cartoon, I can't remember the name of it, back in the 90s. But it had to do with humans made this breed of people that they called Neo Sapiens. And they had these cool mech suits that they wore, or they battle each other in. And the Neo Sapiens ended up fighting against the humans. I cannot remember the name of it. We've talked about it on the show before.
Were they like exosuits or something like that?
Hmm.
Yes, it was something. It was something like that.
Sounds like Pacific Rim, the cartoon.
No, they weren't real big suits like that. They were just kind of like... It was like exosuits, but the Neo Sapiens were big purple people.
I think I had a few of those.
But I had a ton of those, and I was just thinking about those other day, and I haven't seen anything of them. Those things were so freaking awesome.
Mm.
So for me, kind of going on that, I would love them to see them like re-release like Mighty Max stuff.
I thought you
were going to go with that one.
I was thinking that, too. I was wondering, though, can they... I guess they still have little pocket worlds available out there.
Yeah.
More targeted at girls, I think. I think Polly Pocket might still be out there. Is she not?
I'm sure if I don't know, I'll know soon enough when my daughter gets older, but...
Mighty Max was cool, though. He definitely was.
That, or they had, like, little, like, X-Men versions of Mighty Max, kind of in the same vein.
There were turtle ones, and yeah, I think about everybody had a little pocket adventure world after Mighty Max came out. But yeah, those were a lot of fun.
Yeah, especially like on road trips when you could like mm-hmm. just pull that out and play with it.
I remember my sister and I, when we were real young, they had re-released Stretch Armstrong in the 90s.
With
you
the
remember
dog
him?
And...
Yes. And, you know, obviously he's a toy from, what, the 70s, I think, mm-hmm. originally.
Oh, yeah.
But he came out, and I just remember, like, you know, always seeing the commercials, Saturday morning cartoons, after school cartoons, and I remember my sister just being, like, entranced by it, just like, I gotta have a Stretch Armstrong. And we were at the store one day with our folks, and she saw one, like, was dying for it, didn't have enough money. So I was like, I'll help you get it, but, you know, it'll be ours.
Right.
So we went in on this thing, and boy, oh boy, did we have some fun with Stretch Armstrong. But let me tell you what, that, you know, those things are full of, for those of you who don't know what a Stretch Armstrong is, he's a doll about what, like a foot and a half tall.
Something like that, yeah.
And he's got a hard plastic head, but his body is made of like the stretchy rubber, and his body is full of corn syrup.
Right.
So you can stretch this guy, you know, from his 1 foot to 6-7 feet. You can stretch him any which direction. You know, four people could grab his limbs and just pull in the different directions.
Yeah.
And, you know, supposedly he won't rip. Well, we found out to the contrary. Mr. Armstrong will indeed rip. And that syrupy shit inside of him is nasty.
Yeah.
It does not come off shit. But that was, you know, just what a fun re-release that was.
Yeah.
And, how on board we were with Stretch Armstrong until we, you know, inevitably one of us threw it at the other and got hit with that. Again, that corn syrup was like a fucking rock when it was.
Oh yeah, dude.
When it was cold.
Yeah, like, that was solid.
Leaving a bruise, but
didn't they have like a little, like they had the full size Stretch Armstrong, but didn't they have like little smaller?
They
ones
did
too?
Have mini ones. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
And then I think I had the villain, which was like a red dude that was like full of like. I don't know, it was almost like styrofoam pellets. I remember it was like
the Flom, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Is that what they ended up using later on?
I don't know. After the corn syrup ordeal, I was out on Stretch Armstrong. So they might have upgraded their method of, you know, perfecting Stretch, but I wouldn't know.
That kind of thing would have never lasted for me. It would, first day, he'd have been ripped.
I would or you would have got impaled with
had
it.
Had to have seen what is inside it.
Yeah.
Other than playing.
I will say that, you know, we had him for a while before he ripped. It's not like we ripped him on the first week or anything. But,
he was probably well loved for him to rip, though.
We got our Stretch Armstrong money worth for sure. We got our Stretch's money's worth. But, you know, you mentioned that styrofoam stuff that was on the inside of that figure. It makes me think of the Flom and Gak and all the Nickelodeon goops and gunks that they were putting out as toys in the 90s and how on fucking board I was. I loved Nickelodeon Gak because, you know, you'd watched Guts and Double Dare and shows like that. And these kids are just swimming in this slime, having the time of your life.
Yeah.
And now you've got a little piece of that at home.
Yeah.
It's the slime in your hand with the Nickelodeon brand on it. That shit's official.
Mm-hmm. And just pray to God you don't have animals, because if you do and you drop that.
You fucked. Yeah. And we did. And I did. And the Gak became some more of like this just.
Cousin it.
It's hard to explain. It didn't. It just acted as like a solid piece that just kind of like. Kind of like pull apart, you know.
I know what you mean. Yeah,
like just held together with ungodly amounts of cat hair and dust. Yeah.
You just see the hair laying in it, but not sticking out so much.
Yeah, it's just a lost cause. But man, I don't know why that stuff was so. I guess I
fun.
Explained why it was attractive, because you have a little piece of the fun the kids are having at home with you. Anyway,
creepy crawlers.
I have creepy crawlers.
No, but how sweet would it be if they redid them, though? You know, like.
Ooh, I don't know. Do they still make Easy Bake Ovens?
All right, lawsuits aside,
aside from lawsuits, how about burning houses down?
Okay, all right. Aside from death and dismemberment and burns and scars that we all have to this
those
day.
Those little things are so dangerous that even as a 12-year-old kid, I was like, holy shit, this is dangerous. I was, because I was doing this on my bedroom floor, this thing plugged into the wall. I was like, this thing's going to melt through the fucking floor. Like, it's hot.
Right.
I remember my cousins had an Easy Bake Oven, but they must have already baked and made everything because it just sat in the closet.
Yeah, well,
never did turn it on.
It, you know, I think you get a little more life out of the creepy crawler than you do the Easy Bake Oven, because I imagine that comes with just a few little brownie mix things.
Yeah,
You know, essentially, I think they, like in the toy aisle, used to sell little tiny powders you could go get to make more brownies.
Refills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it'd be probably just as easy just to buy the actual baking shit. I mean, or if it had to be a certain kind of stuff to cook on under a light bulb. Because
it was
only,
a 100-watt light bulb? Is that all it was?
I don't remember. It was a hot light bulb.
Yeah.
Hot. But the creepy crawler came with like 4 bottles of ooze that you could fill the little trays with. And, you know, you could easily go buy the blister packs. It had 3 new metal trays. I remember we had the Power Ranger tray. And it came with the colors needed to make said Rangers, you know. I think I had the Blue Ranger one, so I had the white, black, and blue goo.
Yeah.
And it was just a blast, man. I don't know why they were so much fun, but they were.
What was it, just stuff you just made, or was it like making gummies or something like that?
They were like little gummy bugs. I mean, you don't eat them. They're just toys.
Oh, okay.
Now, they did later release ones you could eat. I think it was a separate machine. I don't think you could make those in your creepy crawlers.
Your parents had to know which one to
buy. Doctor Strange, something. Yeah, you would make little gummy spiders and worms.
Like foaming, like drinks and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the
shit. Things that you do once, you're like, what a waste of time.
Or you mix it all together, chug it, and you're sick for a couple days.
But creepy crawlers have definitely got some fun out of, for sure.
I had a Terminator maker. It wasn't.
Remember that thing.
Yeah, yeah.
The T2 thing.
Yeah. So it was like you had like the exoskeleton of a Terminator. Mm-hmm. You put it in. You mix the stuff up, and it was like it was almost like hard gack. Now that I think about
it.
But it was like flesh toned, and it was so much fun just like peeling that off and like.
It was the most badass concept for a toy that in the day that I could think of.
It almost sounds like the monster vet thing that I had, the mad scientist monster vet. Where you had a skeleton, and you'd put the monster, like his flesh on the skeleton,
exactly,
and dunk him in water, and his skin would just melt off.
This was the T-800, just a shitty little kid's version, not very detailed like the McFarlane ones you see, that you would put into an Arnold mold, stand him up, then you'd push down on this button, and it'd pump this flesh colored goop up into the mold, and you let it solidify, and then you had like a naked little Arnold figure, and which you could play with, and as you played with him, chunks of him would tear off, and you could start to see the skeleton come through the skin, and that was, man, I never had one, but it blew my mind that toy was out there.
And I don't think, other than that monster maker you said, I don't think I've ever seen anybody duplicate that.
No, I can't imagine it being a very lucrative thing to produce. I can't imagine a lot of parents being like... Yeah, let's get that. Let's fuck up the carpet.
I mean, Kinetic Sand's a thing now, and that shit gets everywhere.
It doesn't pick up easily? Mm-mm. Kinetic Sand? I thought it like all stayed together.
Oh, God, no. No, it's solid, and then you hold it, and it kind of drips. And
it's sand, Randy. It says right in the name. You don't bring sand into the carpet.
Well, you know, tell that to my 8-year-old.
I thought it was like somehow magnetized or something like that.
Yeah, I thought there was something to it.
That's ferrofluid. That's something different. This is like...
Mm. Like if you put like a big mass of it near a smaller flex, like it'll...
Yeah,
suck them up or something.
This kinetic sand that Bren got was just essentially like that GAC stuff, but it was
just sandy. Made of sand.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know the point of it. Like, what's the point of that? That or those? Have you seen those Orbeez things?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
We put 10 million Orbeez in a pool. That's what happens.
But it's the same as like us. I mean, I remember getting like those little like capsule pills of like foam guys that you'd throw in the bathtub with you, and they.
That's different though, man. At least, you know, that went from being a pill to the shape of a dude, or like a little dinosaur to a big dinosaur. This is just a little tiny ball to a little bit bigger ball. Yeah. Like, who cares? Like, why?
The thing you soaked in water once it dried up, it didn't look the same after. Yeah.
But what are people doing with these things?
Well, like the kinetic sand was really cool because my son went through a phase where he was really into monster trucks.
Persians are attacking.
And so he would take that kinetic sand and make like car molds out of it. And like run the monster trucks and like crush the cars.
That's cool.
So, yeah, I thought, I mean, that was pretty cool. And but that was about the extent of it.
Mm-hmm. I've seen YouTube videos. That I understand, but Orbeez, that's what I don't get.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're for other than, like, I didn't know they existed until I saw a YouTube video that
you
they
should have seen my
filled them into a pool.
Perplexed ass the first time I saw them. Like, what the fuck is this? Like, what am I looking at? So is this big or little Orbeez? Like, is this expand? Like, I had no idea what I was looking at.
Do you eat these?
They look tasty. I'm not going to lie.
It's sort of Tide Pods, I guess. Not really.
I disagree there, but if you told me Orbeez were edible, I probably wouldn't hesitate to pop a handful in my mouth.
They look like jawbreakers. I mean, they're
squishy like gummies. Mm-hmm. Best of both worlds, right?
Sure.
I'm not eating
those. Are they like gummies or are they like little water balloons?
They're like little squishy, like gel balloon things. That you, I guess if you leave them in water, they'll grow.
Yeah.
Why?
It was a whoops in the science class, probably. Mm. We're going to do this. Oh, this is all it did.
So I know there's a product similar, really nerding out here in the landscape world, but they mix it in like soil so it absorbs water, then it'll slowly release to help like water plants and stuff like that. But as far as like play applications, like,
I don't know. It's just one of those weird things to have for the sake of it being weird, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. And speaking of for the sake of being weird, let's get on to this Aquaman water challenge, shall we?
Yeah, I'm kind of thirsty.
I'm thirsty, too. I'm parched. All right. I'm parched. I'd like to hear my peas through this pop filter. Popping the peas.
Mine doesn't work.
Wait, don't open that yet. We got to get pictures of that shit.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll put Obi-Wan in front of it, since he was part of the conversation as well.
All right, I'll get a video of your guys' reaction here.
I mean, it's going to be a very lackluster video, I think, Randy. It's water.
I want to watch someone drinking water.
All right, so it, obviously no pressure. No,
yeah, just saying there's no fizzle. It's like
opening a flat soda. Let's cheers, gentlemen.
Cheers. Yeah,
cheers.
To Jason Momoa and his Aquaman water.
It smells like nothing.
As it should.
Yeah, I hope.
It smells like nickels. Son of a bitch. It tastes like water.
Help.
I feel let down because I feel like it should have flavor to it because it's in a can.
Yeah.
But I know, that's what was getting me last night when
I drank. The can primed you for a rush of sugar that just isn't coming.
Exactly. I mean, we're trained to have sugariness when we put a can to our mouth.
I do say kudos to Jason Momoa, though, because I hear a lot of celebrities talk about like wanting to do stuff like this, but I don't see a lot of them actually acting on it, you know?
Doesn't have, well, I guess
I taste sodium. Do you?
Does it kind of have a, maybe it's just the metal taste from the can? Even maybe. Though they're supposed to line the can so you don't
I'm
get
looking
that.
For a Coke logo or some shit on this can somewhere. I'm just not seeing it. I'm seeing the Ball logo. Ball like that makes the like the jars that you
right.
can beats and shit
yeah.
in.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Hmm. Well, Momoa, you did it. You put water in a can. Good on you, bro.
Good job.
I guess gotta say good job on whoever designed this can, because again, it's just a can that's got some waves that kind of look like his tattoos, I guess, but...
And a moon.
It looks like him.
Yeah.
It looks like him. If Jason Momoa were a can, this is what he looked
if
like.
If Aquaman was drinking something, it'd be...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to do it. We're gonna end this on that note. Well, pure water, Jason Momoa.
Nalumana
note. All right, Jack, what we got on the website?
Go to CannedAirPodcast.com where you can see show highlights, guest info, listen to the show, follow us on our social media, become a patron, buy some merch, see some YouTube videos, and if you'd like to be a guest and promote your work, send us an email on our contacts page.
You know that after you've been holding like a handful of change, that gross fucking coin smell that's on your hand? That's what I smell when I'm drinking this shit.
Wet metal.
I feel like I'm putting wet pennies in my mouth. Maybe rethink the can, Momoa. Now we're just smelling the can.
It does, actually. It smells like wet change.
And don't forget to find us on Twitter at CannedAirPod and on Instagram at Canned_Air. And if you want to show your support, get access to our other show, the Canned Air Patreon Pod, go to our website, follow the link, become a patron. $5 a month, people, come on, help us. Help us keep the fucking lights on here.
Library of really good stuff for your trouble, too.
So. Yeah, exactly, exactly. And if you're going to a Wizard World show anytime in the near future, use Candair in the promo box at checkout. Get a cool 10% off, not a hot, not an awesome, fucking cool 10% off. Anything else, gentlemen?
Nope. How much were these waters?
Good question.
I think, I'm going to say they're like less than a dollar a piece.
Okay.
So. Good.
Yeah.
Thank God. It's
about $4 a piece.
The bottled water is more than a dollar most of the time.
And, no, and they don't taste like handfuls of nickels. Man. So. But good on you, Randy. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jason Momoa.
And I think that's going to do it for this week. So until next time, I'm Jeremy Colley.
I'm Jack Doherty.
And I'm Randy Hardenbrook.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
We're not thirsty.
No.
My parents are mean, so I'm running away from home.
Where you gotta go?
I don't know yet, but that'll show them.
It sure will.
Shipwreck!
Parents just don't understand, and it gets lonely on the road, so be sure to listen to the Candair podcast.
And now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
I don't know if that's become, if he's because of. Bleh.
I'm Bruce Martin, host of Pit Pass Indy. Each week, I go behind the scenes of the NTT IndyCar Series and introduce our listeners to the biggest stars of IndyCar, which features the Indianapolis 500 as its cornerstone event. The men and women that compete in IndyCar may be the bravest athletes in all of sport, as danger lurks around every corner. They are able to look danger in the eye without flinching. That is why the NTT IndyCar Series features the best racing on the planet. Join me every week as we talk to the stars of IndyCar, including the legends of the Indianapolis 500, on Pit Pass Indy from Evergreen Podcast.